Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and yes, I'm a lover of the light. I have always loved the light. Of course, my name Lucinda means light. That's my formal name. And I wrote a book about light years ago, Put a Little Light in Your Life. And I've always felt the power of light, and I have never felt how important it was to be able to use light as it is right now. While there's so much going on that is creating the need for more light in the world, there are many forces at work right now that are working in the force and the power of darkness. So I thought it'd be a good time to put a little more light into our lives. I mean, light is the source and the resource. In the beginning, there was God, and God said, "Let there be light," and from light all things came forth. Now, I've been a practicing mystic almost all my life, and mystics throughout all time and ages have understood the very, very deep, profound truth about light. And what that power and truth is the fact that God was unmanifest as spirit in the beginning. And that to have creation, God created light from light. That first begotten, that energy came forth. And all things came forth from there. Light can be thought of as the unmanifest spirit of God made manifest. So through connecting to that light, through meditation, through being open to receive that power of light in our consciousness, we've come to know light. And we've understood that light, of course, works in all kinds of various frequencies and energies, depending on your particular ray and energy force field. The thing to remember when there are people who find out how to use this power of light and who haven't been understanding the principles of harmlessness, and how to use light with love, sometimes that force can be misused. So as more and more people become aware of how powerful light is, it's so important that we learn to use this unbelievably powerful tool of light with love. And then we can be truly light workers that make a difference in the world. We can understand how to receive unlimited, infinite light and put that light to work for good. It's the basic building block of creation. It's the basic energy foundation of matter in the physical world as we know it. And the truth is, in the very, very deepest absolute sense, we are all children of the light. And that is that connection that we all have that joins us together as one. And the light continues to live in us, right there within us. And as we become more sensitive and more open to the gift and the power and the tool of light, we can use it for healing. We can use it for praying. We can use it for almost everything that you would use Reiki for. We can use it for blessing people. We can use it for a force for our plants, sending water to energy and food we eat. We become natural light workers. After a while, it becomes a natural thing to share light. But when you activate that energy of light within you and you activate it and use it with the right intent, it becomes even more powerful. So it's good to know how to always ask to work with God's will, because it'd be too easy otherwise to try to create and manifest things that we would use only for the egoic or possibly even negative forces, not even sometimes being aware that it was harming others. And unfortunately, sometimes aware that it is possibly harming others. So that is what is so important in this day and age, is how to be a light worker for the good of all. There's this wonderful, very old prayer that was from the Alice Bailey books, the Tibetan used her to write with. And it goes, "Let the forces of light bring illumination to mankind. Let the spirit of peace be spread abroad. May men of goodwill everywhere meet in a spirit of cooperation. May forgiveness on the part of all men be keynote at this time. Let power attend the efforts of the great one, so let it be, and help us to do our part." So we, as the children of the light, we ask for the help of the masters, the guides, the teachers, the holy ones, to become their instruments in our life, to be able to show us the light that we need, that we seek, so that we can help and aid the world in times of need, just such as this right now, and do that with compassion and with wisdom. And do that for the aid of peace as well, because from that source where all of this light comes from, there is that great peace that passeth all understanding. And it abides in the hearts of those who do live in the eternal. And there is in that same source and resource a power that makes all things new, and it uplifts us till we can actually come to that point where we can become used and initiated to work with the masters and the teachers and the guide to help share in the peace and blessings throughout the world. And this is a very, very deep subject, and it comes down to some very important things to be aware of. First of all, to always make that connection to the highest resource within yourself in meditation. And to always ask for that power of light to come to you to be used for God's will, the highest good. Because sometimes you can be an instrument for negative forces. There's been a lot of negative energy out there in the world. And sometimes those negative energies can latch onto people who are powerful light workers and use them as instruments without their even being aware. It's hard to fathom, but then again, throughout time, there's been amazing stories about science fiction, how this has happened, and those days are here now, folks. So let's do a meditation to bring in that light, to bring in that love, to bring in awareness, to connect us to the highest light of all lights, the Christ light. The Christ light is the illumined light of all life. It is the one force and resource which we can connect with in meditation. And it protects us from that egoic and negative energy. So let's just take some wonderful deep, deep breaths. Breathing deeply in, just breathing and relaxing and letting any tension, anything go that is not of the highest energy and light. Release anything that you need to release that may have been stored in you in frustration or upset. Just breathing in now that perfect energy of the one highest light. Relax, relax, let go. Feel that wonderful energy filling your whole body from the highest point of your soul, coming down through your beautiful crown chakra, just pouring its light into your crown chakra and enlightening you right now with that light. And filling your whole head now with a wonderful radiant white light. Let it fill your whole head, circling round and round in your head. Sweeping your mind clear with each breath, breathing in light. And holding and expanding that light and breathing out and releasing anything that you need to let go of. Breathing in that light to your throat chakra, feeling it, that beautiful energy filling that throat chakra right now with a radiant aquamarine blue there. Breathe it deeply in and just let any tension in your shoulders or your neck, just let it go. Let every cell be recharged with light. And relax and go deeper still into your heart chakra, into your heart of hearts. Breathing in a beautiful green light there, that healing light of love, and allowing your heart to have wings of the angel surrounding it and protecting it. And allow those wings now to open and fly to the source of all love, filling that love with that light from the one source that enlightens your heart with love. Feel that energy, that beautiful energy surrounding you, 6 feet above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet out on either side of you, 6 feet in front of you and behind you. You are surrounded and protected with a circle, an embryo, armor of light right now. And know you are safe and protected with this armor of light. And now take all that energy and move it down into your torso, calling in the light, letting the light fill your organs there, your liver, your kidneys, everything that may have been stressed, your pancreas, your spleen. You, Anna, you, call in that you of the human energy there, bringing spirit to form, bringing that energy down to the base of your spine and your second chakra as well, enlightening that whole emotional field with a beautiful, pure, lovely, radiant light. Let go of any fear, any emotions, any tension there. And believe and know now that that energy of light can flow down through your thighs and your knees and your calves and down to your feet. And feel your whole body from your head to your toes filled with light. And just feel that light breathing in, that breath of light. Relax and simply be. Your breath of light is your deepest breath. And let that breath of your light fill you again with the most rejuvenating energy, redeeming all of your whole body and every cell with that wonderful light that you need to be a complete, wonderful resource of light. We need to also make sure all of our body and our mind and our emotions are filled with light, to receive only the highest light. Now just be there and relax. Be that breath within the breath. And go now deeper and deeper into your soul. Allow your soul to be illuminated with that light from the one resource. Let it be as brilliant as a million suns, that light of all light is present in you here now. Feel that light. Let that light be alive. And ask for that infinite light from the one source of all love to come to you right now. Be still and know that you are the light of God. Here, right now, alive in form with that light. and that love to use and to share always. Recognize that energy of who you are. And allow anything that's been in you that has been suffering and pain, anything has been frustrated, just allow it to go to that one source. Free it and allow it to go in a chalice up to the one source. Let all energy that is not of the highest go. Release it to that chalice and send that chalice up to be freed. Amama Ua Noa, that energy is freed, and now you're free to allow that chalice to be filled with the love light from the resource of all sources. That God energy now can come down to you and just let its energy heal you and let you feel restored and redeemed and renewed and full of the energy you need to do your work in the world. And we bring that energy into our heart right now. And we send our light and love out to the entire world. On the wings of the heart, we see it being now flown around the world in the sacred Holy Spirit's dove, circling the entire planet with love and with light. And all of the dark spots in the world are now being enlightened. And any separation is now being healed. And we are realizing we are all one with this beautiful light of all lights, the love of all loves. We send a protective light down to Ukraine and the people of Ukraine. And send that light to all of those there struggling and in pain, and send them their greatest energy that they need from the one light of all, and send them your love, and send all of those struggling in the world and in strife your light and love, and allow that dove to fly around and back to you once again, and your heart is now filled with that light from the source of all lights a millionfold. As you have sent it out to others, you receive it back to yourself now. Breathe it in and feel that energy and absorb it right now. Accept that you are a child of the one light of all lights. Accept the good that you can do in the world. Allow that energy to be alive in you. Breathe it in and just slowly come back out of meditation. Slowly come back and return to that resource of your mind, your body, your soul, filled with the light of all lights right now. And I'm going to read you a poem I wrote that is from the one source of all light and love, that I get when I do my morning meditations. And know that you too can take these meditations you get from your meditations and light and write down the messages that are so important to receive that you can share with yourself and with the world. Here's the one that I wrote. Beyond the darkness and despair, there is a light that will always appear. The essence of the presence of light is an unlimited field of energy that is such a powerful force that only the highest vessel of love can know how to create manifestation of its being. Precious friend of the light, listen to the magic of life as it unfolds. Let the smile of love touch your heart and open the door to the place where you may feel the healing love within, which is really what you need. Precious friend of the light, come into the center of that place and find the peace that is waiting there, the peace without beginning or end and give up the solo flight and join the circle of the ones who would know your soul. Share that place of beauty and silence within with the acceptance of the truth of who you are where we meet. Precious friend, you are living as a soul that loves to be a bringer of the light. Let the light bring you the gift of transformation so that the rays of your energy field can be tuned like a celestial harp to the key of love. And I'm going to end now and play you a song I wrote about light. And I hope you always remember to call upon the light, to share the light, and to be a bringer of light to the world. God bless you with love and light always.
Spirit knows your name.